Daniel 6. I issue a decree that in every part of my kingdom, people must fear and reverence the God of Daniel. For he is the living God, and he endures forever. His kingdom will not be destroyed. His dominion will never end. He rescues and he saves. He performs signs and wonders in the heavens and on the earth. He has rescued Daniel from the power of the lions. May the Lord bless this reading.
Well, our TLTs get set up here. We're going to do something a little bit different with our worship service. And I hope you bear with us just a little bit. We want to share. I know time is getting close and your tummies are starting to growl. I know mine is. But Pathfinder Sabbath is a very important time for the kids to share ministry. We decided to showcase our TLTs. Some of you don't know what the TLT program is all about or what is TLT. I'm going to give you just a little bit of history. There was a young man named Franklin Moses, and he had been in Pathfinders for more than 5 years. And he was in his first freshman year of high school, and he was getting kind of bored with just the regular Pathfinder routine, and he wanted more. He said, "I want more. What can I do?" He was told his leaders that, you know, "I think I'm going to join ROTC, junior ROTC. I want to learn how to be a leader, and there's nothing more in Pathfinders." So over a period of time, this program was designed for one young man to teach him to be a leader. And so it's developed into something amazing, and it's an opportunity for teens to pick up the reins while they're still young. They have mentors. They have to sign up. There's a whole thing, lots of things that they have to do. And they learn how to do different types of skills, how to learn to grow into Pathfinder leadership or other church leadership positions. It's a very important program. And I'm so thankful. We have quite a few TLTs that have now joined in our club. And it's amazing. Now, something that they know is that when they're a TLT, they have to be put on the spotlight a lot. Impromptu. Sometimes at leadership convention, you saw the slides, leadership conventions, a lot of times Randy or, you know, one of the leaders will come up to some of the TLTs spur of the moment during Sabbath school. "Hey, you've got church sermon today." Okay. So they have to think on their feet, and it's just to get them used to just ministering, being thinking on their feet, letting God lead, letting the Holy Spirit in their heart and minds. So we're going to, without any further ado, we are going to go ahead and jump right in. We're going to have a kind of a panel discussion, and I'm going to ask the kids, and they can share what their feelings are about certain topics, and we'll see how we do. And we might even have a little bit of time where you can impromptu ask them questions, just on the fly, no practice, something that you're curious about to hear a teen's perspective on. So here we go. All right. Let's start with something easy. Anybody want to share a favorite memory from camping, and how did it relate to the Pathfinder mission?
So my favorite memory from a campout was actually the first campout I went on ever in Pathfinders, which was to Astoria, Oregon, for the kind of like mini Oshkosh type of thing. And I remember we would sit in this big like auditorium thing where we watched this play set put on by some of the teams and other people in Pathfinders. And I think that's my favorite thing, probably because it kind of explained the closeness of Pathfinders. It kind of brought us all close together, and it kind of just puts on in the spotlight kind of how close we can be to everybody, and how just something that amazing, like just a play, can really bring us closer to God. Because I think that's something that really, really pushed my relationship with God, is kind of that those plays and that kind of stuff that they do in all these campouts. Because it's not just fun. I mean, on the video, it showed all the stuff that we're having fun. But we're also learning about God. And it's not just like they're shoving Bible verses in our faces. And it's not fun. It's really fun. And we're learning about God in a fun and interactive way.
Anyone else want to share? Ryan?
So I remember this last trip we did to Sunset Bay. It was a really great trip. This one time I remember we were hiking around like the tide pools, and we all wanted to go like exploring. And so I remember I went on this one to this one place with a few of my friends, like Shamar and Grant. And we hiked up this like big mountain-like thing, which overlooked the ocean, and it was really cool. And at the very top, the wind was blowing at you, and you could see the power of the waves, and it just made me think how majestic God is and that he created all this stuff, and it was just super cool. And I had that realization. It was just really great.
Makes you think how big God really is when you're standing at the edge of the ocean, doesn't it? Anyone else want to share about an experience about that? We can move to our next question.
It was one of the first times we went to Sunset Bay, and we were hiking around the tide pools, and then Tarek, he said, I found a big fish or something on the rocks. We went there. We went to go look at it. It's like a huge deep submerged fish that goes really deep in the water. And we were wondering why it was up here. And the teeth were about like yay big, long, something like that, clear. It was really scary and it's really cool. So that was one of the cool things that I like.
Yeah, we were able to, we didn't know what kind of fish it was. It turned out to be a lancet fish, and it looked prehistoric. It was probably 6 feet long, and just these dinosaur-looking teeth. It looked pretty intimidating. They were trying to get it back out of the, had gotten into the, under high tide, and it couldn't get back out, and it's crushed in the rocks. But yeah, we find a lot of things. God makes amazing creatures, and it's neat that the kids can experience actually seeing in tangible ways the things that God has created for us to enjoy. Another question. How have you grown in your time with Pathfinders? From the time you became were a friend and where you are now as a TLT, how have you grown as a Pathfinder, and how have you gotten closer to God?
I have grown closer to God from family members, church members, and people that keep on encouraging me and challenging me to get up in front of church and doing other stuff, like Kevin. And it's changed my perspective on the church and how we young people, teens, are starting to become leaders of the church and how we need to take charge.
That's awesome. Brianna?
So I grew from starting as a friend. I looked up to everybody. If you were older than me, I thought you were the coolest person ever, and just looked up to you. And then now, through the years, now I'm going doing leadership positions, now teaching the Explorers group. Then it's now that the younger kids are looking up to me, and it's just really cool.
It helps you to realize that you people are looking at you, and you need to be an example, right?
I've grown in Pathfinders. I've been in Pathfinders or Adventures, something like that. For about 11 or 12 years now, and I've grown in my friendships with my friends. Everybody here I've known for a very long time, and I feel that I have grown in my understanding of maturity, because with TLT and other things like that, before I thought maturity was, yeah, I can do laundry, I can pay my bills, I can do stuff like that. Or leadership was just being able to boss people around. But as I've gone to these TLT conventions and these other situations where I've been put on the spot or where I've had leadership talks, I've really matured in my understanding that leadership is something everybody possesses, but that you just have to give them that chance to do that. I think TLT really does that. And Pathfinders in general, and it's not just bossing somebody around, but you have to understand how to lead them well, because people won't just follow you if you're bossing them around. Mm-hmm. You actually have to do something, you have to do it in a way that they will understand and that they will follow you willingly. So.
Right. Well, let's talk a little bit, since our theme is Daniel. Daniel's one of the most powerful stories in the Bible. And there's so many things that we can learn from them. What example or principle stands out to you the most in this story? And Daniel, what inspires you, or what intrigues you, or what do you admire about this story?
I kind of like how it keeps talking about how the about all the wisdom and knowledge that Daniel was granted and or was given by God, and that the theme for this year is Daniel's God, my God. And how God is the same God then as he was now, and he still has the power to, he definitely does. He can, if he wants to, he can give us more wisdom than he gave Daniel if he chooses to. And one verse I kind of like to read while thinking about that is, I think it's James 1:5, it talks about, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask the Father who gives generously to all without reproach. And then the only thing thing he asks from us is to have faith that he will give it to us. So that's one thing I kind of like about the story of Daniel, just reading about the things that, all the wisdom that God gave to Daniel, and that he still has the power to give that to us if he chooses to.
Anybody else want to share a tidbit about Daniel that they really like or that they admire?
I was going to say, like, I find it absolutely amazing how much faith he had in God, that, you know, in the lion's den, he trusted God, and it's just, he's a great example we need to follow, and because we need to have that faith.
Right.
In order to.
Right. How about his choice of entertainment and the food that he ate? How does that inspire you to want to be like that or not like that?
I think that because he had such a close relationship with God, those choices came to him easier than if he didn't. It wasn't him that was doing that he was making these choices, and it wasn't like he was trying to save himself by doing these things. He trusted in God, and by doing that, by having a close relationship with him, he just automatically chose the right choices because it was what him and his heart he felt to do, because God was living in his heart.
So by having a relationship, you're more willing to do whatever you need to do to stay in line and be in a good example, no matter if you're threatened with being thrown in the lion's den. And he didn't waver. You know, he had that relationship. If we don't have that relationship with Jesus, are you going to be willing to get thrown in the lion's den? Mm-mm. How about the fiery furnace? I mean, wouldn't that that's kind of scary. 7 times hotter, and the people that throw you in die before they even get you in the fire? How does that inspire you to stand for God? Anybody want to share anything else?
I think that his story just shows, like, what we're coming up to right now, the end times, and when Jesus is going to come, like, how the times of trouble, they're going to be like that, and we have to trust him completely, no matter how hard it gets, we're going to be faced with.
Now, did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, did they know that they'd be delivered from the fire? No. They didn't. They said, if he chooses to save us, he will. But even if he doesn't, we're still not going to bow down to you. That's inspiring. And you have leaders right here and in these pathfinders here that are learning to stand for God regardless. Because, you know, a lot of times they get teased because they're wearing a uniform, because they're in pathfinders. It's happened. Kids, some of our own kids in our own pathfinder clubs have been bullied because they're in pathfinders. But they're still here. And speaking of that, let's do another little question. I know I've got a couple more. What keeps bringing you back to Pathfinders week after week when there's so many other things that you could be doing? Caleb, you want to share?
Well, I think it's friends and your companions, and also activities we do, like drill.
Okay, speaking of drill, you brought a good segue, because a lot of people say, why do we do drill? Why is that important? And some of the kids, when they're first friends, I don't want to drill. Personal experience, when I was in Pathfinder 10-year-old, my drill master scared me to death. He was a little short Filipino man, and he literally would spit in our faces. No eyeballing around. Don't you move your eyes. I said, don't move your eyeballs. When you're at attention. Scared me to death. So what is, why do we drill? Let's talk a little bit about why do we do that? Why is that important?
Good teamwork and good, I guess, chemistry, learning how everybody works together and how just, I don't know, like.
Someone else want to share and add to that? It does teach discipline. You got to work together.
And yeah, kind of working together. It's kind of, it's really fun when we have to see. Here's an example. Like when we were at, I think it was the Jamboree or Camping, yeah, Jamboree at Milo last summer, we had to come up with, we were going to do flag raising in the morning, and we wanted to do something really cool with that. So we made up a bunch of our own drill maneuvers and stuff, and that was really fun. But also part of it is leadership too. I mean, usually you think of it as kind of a just following position, you're doing whatever your drill master says, but a lot of times we get the opportunity, sometimes we get the opportunity to I don't know, yell at everyone else. And so it's kind of scary, though, even just when you're with your friends, that you have to be up in front of them and you're telling them what to do, which is sometimes kind of scary. But at the same time, that's kind of one of the things, back to your other question about what keeps me coming back to Pathfinders, is that it seems more worth it when there are responsibilities. Like now that I'm working on Master Guide and in TLT, I've got to teach a class. And that's kind of scary, but it's kind of fun. And it's more, more of a reason to come back for that, sort of, for when it's Wednesday night, oh, I've got two projects and an essay to do tomorrow, but I've got responsibilities, I've got something I got to do, and I enjoy it, I'm still working on trying to figure out how to do that, but it's kind of fun, and so that's one of the things that keeps me coming back to.
It kind of teaches you how to juggle responsibilities, because us as adults, we multitask all the time, don't we? Got to take the kids, got to go to school, got to go to work, got to go grocery shopping, got to do all, so as them, as Master Guide, there were, how many of you are working on your Master Guide? Two of them. And they actually have to teach a class. They are the teacher. They're teaching the other younger kids the full curriculum of the curriculum for, what are you teaching? Ranger and Explorers. So they are the main teacher, and they're learning responsibility. So they're, and like what Christina said, she's having to learn to juggle her school schedule, her homework assignments, but she feels obligated. She's got to teach this class to these other younger kids and Pathfinders, and she wants to do that. So she's learning how to move her schedule around and be fluid with things, and God blesses. When we are doing God's work, he always seems to make time for everything and make it fit. Well, I know we're really running late, but do any of you have any questions that are burning on your heart that you would like to ask Pathfinders? Do you need a mic, or you want to just talk loud? Anything that you would like to change? This is your time to speak.
There's not anything I'd want to change, but there are some things I'd want to push more for, especially youth involvement in the church. Pathfinders does that, but I think that to keep youth in the church longer, to give them some more responsibility, even if they don't want to join Pathfinders, maybe in the Young Deacon Deaconess program, or with the tea, or with other things like that, that just involve the youth more. That'll keep more youth in the church, at least in my opinion. It keeps me in the church, coming back and going Pathfinders and being involved in my church. So that's just a suggestion, maybe.
Any other ideas?
The one thing that I would like to push for, not to change, but have a praise team. Like sometime every single week or something, we meet and we praise the Lord, playing the guitars and other music and stuff, and be upstage playing for the Lord and stuff.
Yep. Music is an important part, isn't it? And we need to encourage the kids to use their talents. Anybody else, anything you'd like to change or see enhanced? Something maybe already in place that you want to see more of?
Just kind of going off what Heather said, but more youth involvement, I think. Some people think of it as work and maybe don't want to give people things to do because they think they're making them, just have another responsibility. What? But I guess, but I think it keeps people coming back more a lot. I think once you have a responsibility like that, it seems like, at least for a lot of kids that haven't done a lot in the church before, it's kind of, I guess, makes you want to keep coming back. You've got a responsibility, and you don't think of it as work. It's just something that you're doing and kind of to help the church, to help out. And you feel needed, and it's kind of an honor to be trusted by the church to do something such as pick up the offering or whatever it is. But
did she take your point?
I was going to say basically that it would be really nice for all the adults to, just trust us more, or, just slowly entrust us with different tasks or whatever, different things, and take that step of faith that we can do it. And even if we may not do it perfectly, you can help lead us and show us how to do it. And
Well, and that's kind of the point. We wanted to do this panel instead of a sermon. We see these guys all the time perform. We come to Pathfinders week after week. We see them in leadership. We see them at Jamboree, and they're always taking part, and they're sharing. These kids are awesome. And when they have an event, to come to see, like, tomorrow night at the church. They're making a meal for you guys. They're going to be reciting Daniel for you guys. You're going to get to participate in a skit kind of activity with the kids. Come and support them. They are your future leaders. They are your leaders now. Okay, they're not for the future. They are your leaders now. Give them the chance. Give them the support. So that's kind of what we wanted to share with this, is to give you a little glimpse. These guys are intelligent guys and gals. They have brains on their heads inside here, and they are need to be tapped into. This is a resource. And I'm so glad that we have one of our TTLs on our church pastor's committee. That was awesome. And we need to include the kids more into committees and getting their feedback. What do they want? Because this is their church. It's not just all you older people, me. It's not just our church. It's their church. It's their church. So let's include them. I see John Chadwick back there. He's our area coordinator. Let's hear what he has to say real quick. That could never happen, John. That's right. 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 It's an amazing program, and we've got others that want to join the ranks. Pretty soon we'll have a Pathfinder Club full of TLTs. We're going to need all these younger ones that are in the audience to join Pathfinders, because you're going to have lots of great leaders up here. But I think we need to wrap this up. We have one more question over here. Jerry. Amen. All of us. Amen. We need to claim that. We're going to go ahead and close, but I did want to draw your attention. I don't think anybody's actually said this. We know this in Pathfinders. Turn to the front of your... I want to give some special recognition. This is our year patch. And do you know who made this year patch? Christina. She drew it. She won the committee. And this is our year patch. Very good. And I don't know if you guys knew that. We have our own Pathfinder in our own club that did this patch, and it's going to be on everybody's uniform in the state of Oregon. I mean, it is. It's on there. Do I have mine yet? I don't have mine on yet. Anyways, yeah, so it is the year patch, and we're very honored that Christina was able to do that. Do you have any other closing remarks that you would like to say? If not, we will go right into our closing song. Nothing? Y'all done? Anything? All righty. With that, you can go back to your seats, TLT. And turn in your hymnals to 612, and we'll sing Onward, Christian Soldiers. And those of you on the praise team, why don't you just go ahead and lead the song, Onward, Christian Soldiers. Wait for our praise team to get up to help lead the song. But go ahead and let's stand and turn to 612.
With me for prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you for letting this service go well. Please be with us throughout the rest of our day, and thank you for bringing everyone here to support us today. And let us all be safe while we go through the rest of our activities, and help us all to get home safely. In your name I pray, amen.